Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. No, we were not the ones singing that. That was our buddy Delbert McClinton and one of our favorite people in the universe.
Yes, yes, yes. She has 3 gold albums. She has a platinum. She has a whole bunch of top 10 singles to her name. She is the pride of Alito, Illinois. She's our buddy, Susie Boggess. How are you doing this morning, Susie?
Hey, Susie.
Great. How was your Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. We were just talking about when Steve plays this song, it always reminds us of playing it on the first cold night of the year and your mother, BJ, calling the show saying, thank you for playing my baby song on the radio.
she definitely, she's still my biggest promoter.
Oh, and she would be up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and get out of the bed, and she knew the number to call. So God bless her for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Well, the good news.
Some days she's up at that time, you know, just involuntarily, you know, she'll take a nap in the afternoon and then she's up at night. So you guys were good friends to her.
Oh, thank you.
The good news is, looking at your schedule, you are heading back to Chicago December 4th. You are going to be in Bloomington, and December 5th, you are going to be in Elgin.
Now, Bloomington's a bit of a far piece for us, but we certainly have a lot of listeners down there. And Elgin, hey, that's the suburbs of Chicago, and what a great location, the Elgin Community College Arts Center. We saw Tommy Emmanuel there. It's beautiful, Susie.
It looks beautiful. I was just looking online, and I haven't been in the room before, but it does look like a beautiful place to do a Christmas show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to love the acoustics in that, because we, as Johnny said, we emceed Tommy Emmanuel's show there, and it is just acoustically. It's a terrific place.
So this is your holiday show, right?
Yes, we do. We call it the Swingin' Little Christmas, and it's it's, you know, we have a lot of swing songs in the you know, similar to the Baby It's Cold Outside in the show, and we do a lot of the traditionals, but we kind of swing them because we this is kind of our time of the year that we get to, you know, sort of play, and that's what we do. We're playing with those old standard songs and have a wonderful group of musicians with me on the road, and we're just gonna have a lot of fun. It's sort of a kickoff to the Christmas season, and we'll be up there great early in our tour season, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, we were seeing that you're going to be in our part of Florida after the first of the year. We may see you at what has become one of the big songwriter festivals down along 30A in January in Florida.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's been something that my friends... Teresa Berg and Gretchen Peters have gone to for the last few years, and I'm honored that we got invited to come down there as Wine Women in Song.
Mm-hmm. So I love that.
We're going to be doing our thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I follow you on Facebook, and I've enjoyed vicariously traveling around the country with you this year, and you've been very busy for 2015, right?
Yeah, this 2014 to 2015 have been just kind of crazy. In 14, Doug and I were only home, well, I don't know how many days we were home, but we were away 177.
Mm.
So been a busy year this year, too. But we stayed in the United States this whole year, which we haven't done that for I don't know how many years. So we've been trying to get to a lot of little pockets of fans that we haven't seen in many years. And it's really been fun. It's really been like heartwarming, you know, to see folks who have, you know, been listening and following me and hanging in there with me, and I haven't seen them for, you know, 10 to 20 years, some of them.
Well, speaking of seeing you, I talked to your husband, Doug Kreider, on the phone the other day. I couldn't speak with you because you were in the chair at the beauty shop. And so now I'm dying to know, do we have a new Susie Do that you will be unveiling when you come to town?
Well, you know, it is a little different. I think, do you still have your bangs?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I got bangs. So I got real bangs, like, you know, like that. I haven't had those for a long time.
Well, can I just share I'm going to share a girl tip with you. You have a birthday coming. You have a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
I know how old you are. I'm just telling you, rock the bangs. They'll make you feel younger. When you look in the mirror and you go, damn, I'm that age? You got the bangs going on. All of a sudden, you don't see that furrowed brow, and you go,
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was thinking of. I could cover that guy up real
That's
good
right.
now. That's good.
Especially,
I don't look like the Wicked Witch.
Well, no, in my case, I said, I refuse to wear my reading glasses so often, so I squint. So now I've got that deep crease in my brow. So I went to the stylist, and I said, double my bangs. Make them big, fat bangs so nothing shows through there.
That's what John did. Hey, but I have to tell you, while I last time I was getting my hair done at my hairdresser's, John always plays WSM on the station because he's a really big old-time country fan.
Right.
And you were on the radio. You guys were on the radio doing your pitch for the Les Paul book, and it was so weird because it was kind of low in the background, and I heard this beautiful speaking voice, and I thought, I heard Bill Cody, and then I heard beautiful speaking voice. I was like, that is not anybody from here. I started listening in, and I said, oh my God, that's Stephen Johnny.
That's funny.
We had more fun with Bill Cody.
But remember how giddy we were off the air? We said, Susie was just here. Oh my gosh, we know her. And let me tell you, that was a weird experience, being interviewed and not being the person on the other side of the microphone.
Because you do this for a living, and all of a sudden the tables are turned.
It was scary. It was really.
It's just a whole weird.
You guys sounded very intelligent, I must tell you. You did. You really did. And it sounds fascinating. I've got to get the book. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, thank you.
And you have to let me get it, because that's always been your deal with me, is that you always get my record because you're trying to support the arts. And this time I'm supporting the arts from the other side.
Thank you very much. You'll love the fact that we have a whole chapter on your buddy Chet Atkins. Chester and Lester.
Yep.
And there are a lot of wonderful pictures taken at the Ryman when Les Paul came back to the Ryman for his big homecoming.
And Duane Eddy did the foreword. Yeah. Charlie Daniels wrote a chapter. And Tommy Emmanuel and Muriel Anderson wrote some chapters. And we're very proud of it.
Yeah.
Well, I know you guys, especially you, Steve, have the affinity for guitar players that I have. So I share that a love for them, and that passion, and the the jealousy.
Yeah.
I wish I could play like that.
You're singing my song.
You know, before we let you go, I want to mention, we do have listeners in Indiana, and Gene just sent me a text and said, please mention that Susie will be in Valpo, and you will, at the Memorial Opera on December 3rd, and then you move on over to Bloomington, to the Castle Theater, and then out in Elgin on December 5th at the Elgin Community College Arts Center, and people can follow Susie Boggess at her website and on Facebook and all that good stuff.
And in the not-too-distant future, we have to find ourselves in the same place at the same time, whether it's up here or maybe down in Florida after the first of the year.
And don't forget, you guys, I hope I will see you down there for sure, but don't forget, if you're passing through in a vehicle, please stop by the house and come see us.
Very sweet. Thank you, Susie. Have a great weekend. See you soon.
Thank you guys for
Take care,
me
Susie.
Get the word out.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.